Associated Press, Afghans lying about their identities to get resettled in U.S. by John Binder on September 6, 2021. Some Afghans have lied about their identities or destroyed their passports in hopes to win resettlement across the United States, the Associated Press, AP, reports. Officials with President Joe Biden's administration who spoke anonymously to the AP said there have been instances where Afghans at screening sites in safe third countries outside of Afghanistan have sought to come to the U.S. by destroying documents to conceal their real identities. The AP reports. In one instance, a red flag popped up on an evacuee's case as he was mid-flight between two of the overseas transit sites. Another U.S. official said, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the processing. In a comparatively small number of cases, the U.S. transit sites overseas also are dealing with other evacuees who require further investigation, or who lie or destroy their identification in hopes of qualifying for immigration, that U.S. official said. Emphasis added. Some who managed to get through crushing crowds in U.S. and Taliban controls at the airport got put on planes and made it to transit sites. Without any apparent eligibility for U.S. relocation as an at-risk Afghan, the official said. Emphasis added. Other U.S. officials have said they expect most or all Afghans whose cases may initially raise red flags or questions to pass further screening. Emphasis added. As part of the Biden administration's massive resettlement operation, Afghans are flown out of Afghanistan and taken to processing sites in safe third countries like Kosovo, Spain, Germany, and Qatar. Those who clear initial screening are flown to Virginia or Pennsylvania for further resettlement across the U.S. without having completed their immigration processing. The Biden administration has not disclosed how many Afghans seeking U.S. resettlement ended up matching names on the government's no-fly list or have failed screening due to their ties to terrorism. Last week, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, seemingly confirmed that Afghans flagged for concern have sought to enter the U.S. through the resettlement operation. Previous reports have indicated that the Biden administration will resettle Afghans with security concerns anyway and potentially have the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, monitor them. The Washington Times' Stephen Dinan reported last month that the Biden administration flew a convicted Afghan rapist, deported by former President Trump's administration, back to the U.S. on an evacuation flight before realizing he had a criminal record. Meanwhile, The Washington Post reported that the Biden administration has brought Afghans to the U.S. who were later flagged for security concerns. Likewise, administration officials told CNN that Afghans are arriving in the U.S. who do not have any documents whatsoever. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby has said he does not know the number of Afghans who have sought resettlement in the U.S. but subsequently were found to have been on terrorist watch lists. Pentagon officials have told Defense One that up to 100 of the 7,000 Afghans evacuated as prospective recipients of special immigrant visas, SIVs, seeking permanent resettlement in the U.S. have been flagged as potential matches to intelligence agency watch lists. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.